Home lifting is a way for homeowners to prevent what could be a tenfold increase in their insurance to cover the cost of flooding. Bill Walford of Jersey Pride House Lifter says he started as a contractor, but now picks up homes full time. He has several crews working on the jobs that involve big steel I-beams and a special jacking system.
We utilized as much of the windows as we could to slide the steel through the windows. Balsam plates through the inside to get everything safe and secure. We use a unified hydraulic jack system, lifts all the points of the house at one time. And we use wood cribbing to stack our way up to get to where we need to get to.
Job foreman Michael Static does everything from running the jacks to mixing cement for the cinder block foundation once the house is lifted onto wooden supports. He says even with the best equipment, there are some tense moments.
It gets exciting, but it also could be nerve-wracking because, you know, it's a house. But it's exciting when you see it go up and everything's where it needs to be.
The cost can range from $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the home, foundation type, and whether a garage is involved. Wofford says grants can help cover some of the costs for lifting homes that sustain damage from Sandy. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.